time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
So welcome to Community Circle. I'm your host, Frederico, and today from the Urban League, well, from the Urban League Youth Professionals, Sasha and Jerry. Sasha, Jerry, how's it going today?
Great. How are you?
Good. So you guys coming in today, you know, we're talking about a lot of things, but we want to talk about, first of all, what is Urban League?
So the Urban League is an organization that was ironically founded September 29th, 1910. So today is the 108th anniversary. And it was founded really to speak to the issues that's happening for Black Americans, quite frankly, during the time we're familiar with all the oppression and things that were happening. It was just really a way to come together and have specific initiative that spoke to economic empowerment and health empowerment of African-American peoples here in this country.
So all around, movement, forward, togetherness, unity.
Yes.
Somewhere to find some togetherness as you progress in this world, right?
Mm-hmm. And Urban League has a great history in this country of going from where we were as a society 100-some-odd years ago to where they are now. So, you know, Urban League itself is definitely a household name, definitely have cut their teeth, you know, built their trade on the development of the Black community.
Yeah, and it wasn't easy. It was not easy to try to organize African Americans in the 1910s.
Right.
That's a pretty big accomplishment, and to still be here 108 years later.
I can only imagine the struggle that it must have that they must have faced. I mean, why do we need an Urban League? I'm sure questions of that nature. When you think about today, and when you're trying to create something new, people just become uncomfortable with situations like that. So why do we need an Urban League? What is going to be the purpose of it? I don't see the longevity of it. But yet and still, it's still here 108 years later, and you still have young people like us who are very, very well vested in the movement. And we have benefited directly from the things that have happened, from the things that have taken place as a result of the creation of the Urban League.
Right. So, yeah, we're absolutely grateful for the work that they've done. And what they've built allowed us to create the platform that we have now to produce the various events and activities that we're involved with.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are like with Urban League, but it's Urban League Young Professionals. So tell me about that program.
Yes.
Tell me what's going on with that.
So the Urban League Young Professionals, eventually what happened is they realized that we have to get young people if we want to continue to grow, continue the movement. You know, I always tell people when you look back at, you know, MLK and the likes of Whitney M. Young, they were young. They were in their youth getting out there and making change. So they weren't these old people. No shade to old people. We love everybody over here. But they were young and they were getting it. And so they recognized that we need to really invest in having young people. And in so to 2000, they created the Urban League Young Professionals. It's a national movement, and there are 70 chapters across the country. And the Urban League Young Professionals here, the Greater Phoenix Urban League Young Professionals, is the local chapter. And we are committed to gathering young people and really just empowering them to be the best version of themselves through economic development, through community outreach, and through leadership development as well.
So if I'm an African American in Phoenix, and I'm a young professional, I just moved here from wherever, and I'm here, and I'm like, you know what, I want to be part. What are my expectations to join the youth professionals for the Urban League?
Well, that very reason is what got me involved with the young professionals. I had relocated. I'm originally from New York, but I relocated from Atlanta, and coming to Phoenix, I pretty much came here without knowing a soul. And I wanted to seek out people who not only looked like me, who thought like me as well. So I went to an event with the young professionals, and I found just that people who looked like me, that, you know, just inherently provides a sense of comfort. They shared in my story, my views about society, just the comfortability about being Black men in America, but they also thought like me as well, which was important to me to help me advance and help me have conversations that were important to me. So, and you know, being able to connect with those individuals just made my transition to Phoenix just a whole lot easier. And just looking around the body of our organization, there are tons of transplants that had the same professional goals that I've had. They relocated to Phoenix for a better opportunity, and you know, this is now their home, and you know, trying to make the most out of it here. So, you know, the Urban League Young Professional provides that sense of home and that sense of commonality for transplants who may not have contacts otherwise in the Valley.
And you know, Phoenix, Arizona, it's not a big African American population in Arizona. So even more important for there to be like a place where, like, hey, This is where we meet, congregate. This is an association we're with, right? And you know, you can. And when you're there, do you guys have? Is it charitable agendas you guys move forward? Is it a political agenda? How does it? What do I expect? I mean, it's great to have like that commonality, sure. But what do you guys move? What's the driving cause when you guys get together?
Right. So there's a couple of things that I would touch on. One, you know, as an organization itself, and Sasha touched upon this, but it's important to have our age demographic in leadership positions. If we were to join the Urban League directly, you know, with folks having been in place for so long and having their ideologies from the history that they have, you know, the youth may not have had the opportunity to take a leadership position and create such events and carry out the vision that they saw from their experiences. So this definitely, like, that's one aspect of it that is absolutely important. But the organization, as far as our outreach, we endeavor in a variety of different topics. So I am the chairperson for Leadership Development Committee, and the events that I lead are centered around developing our membership and the community as professionals in their respective industries. We do entrepreneurial events. We do business empowerment events so that not only are we helping develop individuals in the professional field, we're also looking to develop entrepreneurs and other business owners so that they can just seek out and create other opportunities within their local economy, local communities.
And you touched on something, Jerry. You're talking about doing stuff to create leadership or teaching people how to leadership to get people involved. Because, you know, I'm older than you guys. So I'm like an old man. But, you know, when I hear young urban professional, I think of like, oh, you know, guys drive the convertible. They got the collar up. And you know what I mean? They got money. They're like, hey, what's going on? You know what I mean? So, like, you know, explain to people, like, hey, it might be young urban professionals, but you're also, you talked about, like, encouraging new entrepreneurs and doing the leadership thing. How young do you, what kind of youth are you working with to develop the leadership? Or is it youth?
So our target age group is 21 through 40. So relatively young, all the way up until the age of 40. And I like to say we are young professionals who like to turn it in the boardroom and turn it up on the dance floor, because we believe in having a good balance. Like, we are very much about our business and handling, you know, the things that are very important to us in life. But we also like to let our hair down and have a good time. So it is a very well-rounded organization that have very specific initiatives and very specific focus around economic development and around civic engagement as well. You know, a lot of people who move to Phoenix, people who are here, are transplant. Most of our membership moved here by themselves, and so they're looking for families. They're not familiar with Arizona laws. They're not familiar with those things, and so we feel like it's our responsibility to make sure our membership and to make sure young professionals across Arizona, regardless of your ethnicity, you're aware of the laws in Arizona. You're aware of how to become civically engaged. And so that's very important to us.
And like, if I'm listening right now and I say, you know what, that sounds good. You know, how do I get involved? How do I join? Is there a website?
Yes. Please join. Go check out the website. It is GPHXULYP, which is a lot. GPHXULYP. It stands for Greater Phoenix Urban League Young Professionals. But you can also follow us on all social media platforms at GPHXULYP.
One more time.
GPHXULYP.
Okay.
And we also have a shortcut to get to the website, phoenixyp.com. So it's a lot easier to remember. And that will direct you to our...
phoenixyp.com. If you're listening, if you don't remember something, right? But we will have this on our website, too, and there'll be a link for you for people to go to your website.
We appreciate it.
Go ahead and stalk us. Stalk us the same way you stalk your crush.
Sasha,
and find
be careful.
Us.
Sasha, be careful, Sasha. You don't know what you're asking for, Sasha. Hey, you too, Jerry. Watch out, man. So you guys are planning an Urban Expo. What's going on with that?
So Urban Expo 2018, it's taking place Saturday, September 29th at Still Indian School Park, Central Phoenix. And the event is effectively a family day carnival-style festival to come out, you know, and the objective is to celebrate and highlight the locally-owned businesses within our community.
Yeah.
You know, as, you know, when local businesses thrive, the community thrives as well. And, you know, where we are in this day and age, it's never been more important to make sure that we are shopping within our own communities. All too often, we get our check and we go to the mall, we go to the downtown store, and that dollar doesn't stay within our community. We wanted to put an event to introduce the local business owners to the community that they wish to serve. So it helps eliminate any possibility that someone says, oh, I didn't even know you were open. I didn't know you sold this product.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's as simple as getting a bite to eat, to getting some cosmetic products, there is someone within your community supplying those products, and it makes all the sense in the world to buy within your community, because that dollar that you spend with that local business owner will in turn be more inclined to shop within their community, and the community thrives as a result of that.
Not only that, I would think that, like, if you have young children, or even children that are a little older, maybe their teens, it'd be nice for them to see, hey, you know what? Oh, look at, here's an expo, and there's a large number of African American business owners,
right.
And
right.
with varied type of business. It's a nice encouraging thing for the youth also, right?
Absolutely. That's a great point. And what I would add is the additional incentive to bring the family and the kids out is it's a carnival. It's fun and games. It's nice. You know, it's we got carnival games, we got live entertainment, we got a live band. We even got a dunk tank, which we'll talk about more later in the conversation. But every reason that you would want to come out the house, we're providing it for you.
Is Sasha going in the dunk tank?
We'll talk about that later.
Maybe. You got to come to see.
So when is the expo again?
It's today. It's going on right now. If you're not on your way to the park, you need to be dusting yourself off, getting in the shower, and heading to the park. It's 11, starts at 11 a.m., and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Carnival rides for the kids, displays from business owners in the African American community,
yep.
out of the community. We have partners from outside of our community that understands the need to invest within our community.
Oh, so local businesses.
Yes.
That's, and you know what? A lot of times you're like, sometimes you don't even know. You get so used to shopping for certain things at a certain place because you think it's the only place to have it. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, look at this! Like,
yes.
I'd rather spend with someone local. Than going to some large giant corporation to buy one of my essential things, like whatever, my toothbrush.
And you're just another customer.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And you know, that's kind of one of the needs that the Urban Expo seeks to satisfy is that perhaps it's just that you just are unaware that the consumer and the person selling just have not had a place to meet each other. And so here at the Urban Expo is where you can meet. You can satisfy that need. Okay, I need toothbrushes. Oh my goodness, you're selling toothbrushes. I can buy a toothbrush from you. I don't have to only go to Walmart to purchase toothbrushes. And so we endeavor to kind of close that gap between the consumer and the seller in that way.
So Jerry and Sasha, if I'm listening today and I'm thinking, okay, I'm a young urban professional and I want to get some roots here in Phoenix. I want to say if I go there, there's gonna be plenty of people to talk to.
Yes.
Find out more information.
Oh my goodness.
So as of this morning, we have 1,500 people registered. And
oh, wow.
In the initial planning stages, our lofty goal was 800.
Yes.
And we eclipsed that about 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Oh, that's great.
And we just had to keep opening it up because people were like, oh, my goodness, it's sold out. Can you open it up?
That is like, hey, this is also the business participating is a great value to get in front of these people, right?
Right. So that's one thing that, was really important to us. So we initially did this event in 2016. And in our previous iteration of this, it was titled Urban Business Expo. And it was a great event. We accomplished our goals of uniting the local businesses with the community. And, you know, like we were comfortable with the results. We had about 300 people come out. So obviously in going into the planning stage for the following year, we wanted to expand upon that. What we learned is that, you know, simply asking, to use this extreme example, the single mom with a couple of kids to come to the park solely to spend money with the local businesses maybe didn't provide enough incentive. So we, in revisiting the planning of this, we know we needed, if we were going to provide value to the business owners, the best way we could have done that is bringing more people to the event. So we took a step back, reconfigured the event, and added, as I mentioned, you know, we went from having two performances to now we have eight.
We have much more carnival games now to engage children, make sure they're having fun.
Many more carnival games, the live entertainment, the live band. And again, the jewel from our perspective is going to be the dunk tank. And when you learn about who's in the dunk tank, it's going to absolutely get everyone out.
You're going to want to be there.
You're going to want to be there.
You don't want to miss it.
We can't say it, but it's a good surprise.
Great surprise, actually.
So okay.
While we took the word business out of it, you know, I think the event as it is configured now is going to be three times the benefit to our vendors and a lot more fun and festive to the general public when they come out.
Now, outside of business vendors, what other kind of vendors? Are we going to see people who are like, you know, community involved vendors, anything like that?
Yes, we have some community partners. We have GoDaddy, who is our official sponsor of the event, which we're super excited about that. Desert Botanical Gardens is a community partner. And in fact, everyone who come and register for the event will receive a ticket to an event that's happening in October. So as long as
the first week in October. Next weekend, actually.
Yes. So bring those today when you come. Bring those tickets, and you're going to receive an email from us that will allow you free admission into an event that they're having, and because they are a partner with us. So that we're very, very excited about that. And it's an exclusive event. It's not open to everyone, but it's specifically for people who were involved with the young professionals at this event. So we have that. We have Local First Arizona, who's also a community partner with us, Archwood Exchange, a community partner with us, and I believe there's some that I may be forgetting, but those for certain are going to be there, and they're really excited to partner with us for this event, this Urban Expo. Many of them, several of them were involved the last time, and so they believe in the mission. They've seen the growth of this event, and we're just super excited.
Today, 11 o'clock.
Today, yes.
Steel Indian School Park. Steel Indian School Park.
That name's always messed me up.
I must be Steel Indian Park, Steel Indian Housing, Steel Indian. You know, the Indians always get everything stolen. Right. little joke.
Are we ready to talk about the dunk tank, though, and the participants?
Let's talk about the dunk tank.
Let's talk about the dunk tank. I think Sasha, what time are you going to go in, Sasha?
So I would say Sasha isn't the... I'm looking forward to seeing Sasha get in the dunk tank, but the public may not be. But I can tell you.
Oh, wow.
I can tell you the public is looking forward to seeing David Garcia get in the dunk tank.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely.
Gubernatorial candidate.
The Democratic gubernatorial nominee, David Garcia, is going to be in the dunk tank.
He's going to be in the dunk tank.
What time do we have? I believe 1 o'clock.
We have him at 3. David Garcia is at 3. Reginald Boulding.
Oh.
He's at 1. He's going in the dunk tank at 1 p.m. And then we have Danny
Valenzuela.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mayoral candidate.
Hey.
2.
All politicians. This could be their deed day, right?
The dunk tank. I guess that's the part we're missing. Like this section of or portion of the event is actually titled Dunk a Candidate.
Nice.
So we've recruited a number of local candidates who, you know, believe in our mission, believe in what the young professionals are doing, and have decided to sacrifice themselves for a couple of minutes.
A little wet on a hot day, not too bad. The warm day. The weather's going to be nice this weekend.
Represent the people. Right. Represent us well.
Well, it's going to be nice today, so it's not going to be too bad to get dunked.
Yeah, right. It'll be nice to get dunked, yeah.
But I'm sure folks are just looking at seeing it happen, you know? And kudos to them for humbling themselves,
yeah,
you know, and
sport.
Letting their head down, so to speak, and participating.
Right. Today, 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And for... information overall about the Young Urban Professionals, the Urban League. The website again is?
Well, so the website for the event is UrbanExpoPHX.com. UrbanExpoPHX.com.
And overall information about the Urban League Young Professional as a whole, the website is GPHXULYP.com or PhoenixYP.com.
And one thing that we've probably haven't touched upon enough is the event is free.
Oh.
Completely free to the public. You can get your tickets at UrbanExpoPHX.com. If you do not have your tickets, show up. If you registered a ticket, you don't have a printer, doesn't matter. Show up. Everything is electronic. No one will be turned away. Bring your joy, bring your happiness, bring your
inquisitive mind.
Yeah, and save a tree. Don't print it. Just bring it on your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
So actually, I would say don't print it. You know, just show up. We have your name. We know you registered. We'll be able to count you
today.
Register.
Yeah, a little bit of time.
You have to register in order to get those tickets to the Desert Botanical Garden. That's the only way you can get that is if you register.
Yeah, get that. That's a nice place.
Yes. Right.
Get it. You had a couple hours this morning to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you go ahead and do that and head on over. 11 o'clock today.
Absolutely.
Anything else you guys want to touch on?
We're super excited to bring this to Phoenix. We're super excited for the work that we're doing, the work that we will continue to do. YP is growing as an organization, growing, and we just encourage you to get involved with us and bring your talents, whatever talent it is that you think you have that you can contribute. And also, you don't have to be African-American to get involved. Let's just be very clear. You can be of any ethnicity to get involved. We don't turn down anyone. We welcome everyone. But we do focus on concerns and needs that are specific to urban people, specifically African-Americans. But we are super happy to be here. I'm super proud of the work that Jerry and his team has done. Jerry led this. A round of applause for Jerry and his team. They've done a stellar job. I mean, just hit every single check mark. Just blew all of our goals out of the water. So we're super excited and very proud to be leading this initiative.
It should be a great day today.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Looking
forward to it. So I guess we're going to just pack up and head right over. I hope all of Phoenix, the entire valley, comes out to witness what we've put together. I think we've put in some great work, and you know, we frankly delivered it for you. So come and enjoy your spoils.
Urban Expo today, 11 a.m., Steel Indian School Park.
Yep.
Completely free.
Carnival rides, carnival games.
Carnival games.
Bouncy house. Bouncy
Dunka candidate. Dunka political candidate in the Dunka. And
you know
Sasha.
You want to.
And Sasha.
Food trucks, great vendors, great atmosphere, great
expose yourself to some new clients, some new businesses. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great day today. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Sasha, Jerry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And have a great day today. We'll see you later on.
All right, see you.
Okay. I'll see you later on. Right.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.